My brothers and sisters, in today's gospel, we hear Jesus saying, go on your way. Because he is preparing a large group to get going. But with some explicit instructions about the manner with which they are to go. Instead of a securing sense offered by having maps, Jesus tells his followers that following him now means trusting the unknown and imprecise, so that God's motherly care for them will be known. We will hear this mission into mystery, and we might wonder about the efficiency of sending those people out without adequate preparation. But they do return at the end of today's reading, and apparently have had great success. Jesus welcomes them, but advises them that the real cause for joy is not success, but their names be written in heaven. When I was in the seminary, also they sent us 2x2 to missionary work, but also the Pontifical University where I studied, they sent us to different dioceses in Mexico to do collection for them. In Mexico, every seminarian, and maybe in all Latin America, we have to pay for our tuition. Our families pay monthly certain amount of money that we can study and becoming a priest. So many seminarians cannot pay this money, so the university sent to everybody to different dioceses, 2x2, to do this collection. Of course, as a seminarians, we always compete about great success. Who can get more money for the Pontifical University? So we prepare our speech, talk to people about that the harvest is abundant, but the laborers are few. And we need to collect this money for the university that everybody can study. So I was in that church. They sent us to a certain town to a friend and I prepared my speech and talked to people about this. Our point was to convince people that we need their help. So after the homily, I spoke to the people. Then we pass the baskets, and people give us their money for the Pontifical University. So I remember that day, that in that collection, when I come back with the baskets, the priest said, this is not a very good collection. So maybe you have to improve your speech or to do something after Mass. So he told me, I will speak in the announcements, and you go out to the temple with your basket, and maybe people can give you more money. So after Mass, I went out to the temple, but my big surprise was that I had competition. About 11 beggars were there, also asking for money. And in Mexico, beggars are really, really poor people. Not people like here who came and asking for help, driving a car, smoking, talking by phone, many of them with big tattoos that maybe cost a lot. In our countries, in Latin America, Mexico, we have a real, real poor people. Sometimes people live in a very, very small house, very poor house. Sometimes they live in the streets. And the manner where they live is asking for help to people who can help them. So after that I was there outside of the temple, I feel so bad with these people, especially when people came out from the temple and give money just to me, to my basket. I was dressed with my alf and my basket, and people gave money to me. I feel better when people share their money and give part to me and part to them. But my biggest surprise was when everybody left the temple And some of the beggars came to me, and they called me Padrecito. Padre, father means padre. Padrecito means little father. But they don't call me little father because I am short. They call me Padrecito because it's an appreciation for someone who studied to be a priest. So they call me Padrecito, and the first one told me, Padrecito, I just collect 19 pesos. 19 pesos now is about $1. And he told me, but I heard what you said, that the harvest is abundant and the laborers are few. So I want to cooperate also with your studies. And he told me, I will give you 10 pesos and I will keep 9 pesos for me because I need to eat something. I was completely mute about that. So the second one came to me and told me, Padrecito, I just collect 14 pesos. But I want to give you 7 pesos for your studies. And I will keep 7 pesos because I have a family that needs also to eat. And the third one came to me and said, Padrecito, I have just collect 9 pesos. But I really need this money to buy my medicines. But I can give you 2 pesos. And I can keep the other 7 pesos. At that moment, I was completely crying and crying and crying because I couldn't believe that these poor people want to share all that they have. So after that, I took the basket and gave all this money to these people, to everybody. And they told me, Padrecito, no, don't do that, don't do that. This is the money for your studies and the other seminarians. This is the money for the church. And I told them, and who are the church? You are the church. And sadly, the church has forgotten you. Because the church has to work for the poor people. You were the preferred of Jesus. And we have to do something for you. So this is your money. This money belongs to you, not belongs to me. So, and I give all this money to them. And then I was running to the sacristy, crying and crying with my basket empty. So when I was in the sacristy, the priest told me and my friend, the other seminarian, what happened to you? And they thought somebody robbed me the money, somebody hit me, somebody do something to me because I was crying and without any money. So I couldn't speak to them, and I was just crying and crying. And at the end, when I could speak, I explained then what happened. But it was really amazing to me that poor people can do many things for us because they want that their names can be written in heaven. And of course, their names, they were written in heaven. When Jesus sent us to do this for other people, he's telling us that in the first reading, that God is being our securing mother. Jesus sent us with the promise that we trust God's promises and care. We might not to argue, not question, and not quit. As we make our journey to proclaim the good news of the gospel. So my brothers and sisters, every follower of Jesus Christ is called to proclaim the kingdom of God, even reluctant followers. To the man who was making excuses for not following Jesus, he told him, go and proclaim the good news of God. A little earlier, St. Luke had described the sending out of the 12. But the instructions Jesus gave to the 12 and to the 72 in today's gospel are practically the same. From this we are to understand that every Christian is an apostle, and the word apostle means sent. If you feel like a lamb among wolves, that is the way you should expect to feel. It is written in the gospels. You could say that in our time the parable of the lost sheep is reversed. There is one lone sheep in the sheepfold, and the 99 are lost. Moreover, most of the shepherds spend their time looking after the one sheep. There is a feeling of security about this, but it is fed by fear, not by faith. Not many of the shepherds are going to places that scare them. The last betrayal is when they attack anyone who does. But my brothers and sisters, what sort of qualifications do we need for going out to others? Do you need a diploma in catechesis? I don't think so. No one of the 72 have a diploma of any kind, nor any of the 12. Jesus himself had no diplomas or degrees. But what you have to have, what you really need to be a missionary, is love. I don't know if you have been in Jamaica with the missionaries of the poor, but I was there about 3 or 4 years ago. And that was incredible also, that all these people who work there, they have an amazing love for the poor. There are about 200 brothers from India, Kenya, Uganda, and Philippines working there. Young people between 18 and 22 years old. Because they are very young, I don't think they have a preparation or diplomas to be a missionary. But what they have is a great love for others. I was there for a week and I was sweating every day because the weather is too hot. But they have their habit, they wear their habit, they are smiling all the times, they are very happy, they love each other and they love the poor people. So they have a great love for them, for the poor, and to be a missionary. And this is what we need to have. Maybe we cannot go to other countries to bring the gospel of Jesus, but we can bring to our neighbor. This is what Jesus will tell us next Sunday in the gospel. We need to love our neighbors as ourselves. So my brothers and sisters, we can be preparing for next Sunday to hear the gospel of Jesus. We can love each other and love our neighbors as ourselves. May God bless you.